Love being up here as we're closing out our broadcast here at the fabulous Detroit Regional Chambers Mackinac Policy Conference. We're here in the parlor of Grand Hotel. Sandy Berruha doing it again, but does it with a lot of help with some very good people, and one of them sitting across from me. When Arne Tellem got involved, it changed a lot. He is the vice chairman of Piston Sports and Entertainment. He and his wife, Nancy, have been adopted by us, and you have adopted Michigan as your home, and you seem to like it. We like the fact that you like it, Arne.
No, we love it here. This is our home. We've been here now almost 8 years. We've made so many friends, and to me, the most enriching and meaningful part of this is being part of this wonderful community and trying to make an impact.
You've made an impact. In fact, we said, you have to do the opening night dinner from now on. No one's ever done it time after time after time, but you have. And every time, it is an incredible success, including Tuesday night, bringing together Mike Tirico, sports stars, and all of us in a fabulous venue on the grass, under the tent, and a lot going on. That was it. And you have fun doing it, Arne.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Though I did make a joke. I felt like Michael Corleone in Godfather 3. Just when I thought I was out, they sucked me back in to do this. But it is great to get friends to come. And the reason I did it was just with, to me, sports is such a unifying force. It's one thing that brings our people of all races, religions, Democrats and Republicans together. It's a unifying force in our community. And my hope was that the politicians might take some lessons and inspire them to end the divisiveness and work together, you know, for the betterment of Michiganders. So we started it last year, and this year was equally great. Mike Tirico is an amazing host.
The GOAT.
And we had Dan Campbell, who may be the most popular man in Michigan.
Really?
And he was terrific. And Annika Sorenstam, the GOAT of women's golf, was here. And she brought her whole family.
Yeah.
And when she left, when I said goodbye to her yesterday morning, she told me she wants to come back with her whole family again and stay longer.
Nice.
And, of course, Neil Ivey, the mother of Jaden Ivey, she's the head women's basketball coach at Notre Dame, and she was awesome. And Rip Hamilton, how great was he that night with telling – some really good stories about him and Kobe growing up together and his raising kids and them not wanting to watch his YouTube highlights. Anyway, but he was really good. And even Rip even said that he'd like to come back and get more involved. So it was a great and the feedback I got from everyone that was in the audience, politicians, civic leaders, business leaders was fantastic. So I know the pressure will be on to try to duplicate it again next year, and we'll give it our best.
Any way you can, we're all up for it because it was great. It was great, too, bringing in Mark Cuban. You were involved with that, a conversation with Mark Cuban, young Casey Crane handled the communication, the interview, the conversation is what the word I was searching for.
Yeah.
Not easy to talk to Mark Cuban.
No, Casey Crane rose to the occasion and did a fantastic job. And, of course, Mark Cuban is a friend. I've known him a very long time from the time I was an agent. I'm amazed when he said he was coming. I didn't quite believe it. And I wanted to make sure I heard. when he stepped onto the island, I was there to meet him and greet him just to really make sure that he was really here. And again, I thought he was fantastic.
People loved him.
Yeah, he's unfiltered. He's going to say what he thinks.
Totally.
And he's super successful, super interesting, and he is a disruptor. That's
super opinionated.
Super opinionated. And throw something, a challenge at him, he's going to go out and get it and overcome it and in business. So I think that was also a great thing a great get for this conference.
A great get for this morning is to get the guy who knows more than he can tell us right now about the word out there on the street right now about the Phoenix Suns coach, Monty Williams, coming to Detroit.
This is news to me. You're breaking news. I haven't heard about this.
Come on. But, Arne, what can
no, who? Who? What are you talking about? Who?
Listen, we're hearing it's like the richest deal ever. I can't believe some of these figures, like $10 million a year. I don't know what you can and can't say, but it is in the newspaper, so I know you haven't given it your official blessing, but for goodness sakes, Arne, we're sitting right here, right now. What better time to just have it so that it's unfiltered, unedited?
I'm not Mark Cuban, but I will say that nothing is complete or finished, and I really can't comment. But I will say that Monty Williams is a fantastic coach. We'd be lucky to have him. And we'll see what happens over the next couple weeks.
Honestly, does this mean the deal is not signed?
There's until something is complete, I will never comment. So
okay.
So that's what it means.
You can't,
and that's all I can say.
You can't blame me.
No, go.
Sitting across from you
this day.
No, absolutely.
You do your job, and you have to ask those questions. And
but you like him.
I like him
and
very much.
And we'd be lucky to have him.
We'd be very lucky to have him.
I'm looking at your people to see. They're not belying anything. They're not they're not giving anything away either.
No.
Which is why they're on your team, I would guess. Anything else before we let you go? Nancy's had a great time.
She had a great time. She was on a women's leadership panel last night, which she enjoyed. And we have the upcoming draft June 22nd. And we're doing a presentation today about our development in New Center with Henry Ford Health.
Which is very important.
Michigan State University, which is a huge development.
Very important for
the city, yeah. And we're very excited about. It's a great – talk about the power band. Us plus Henry Ford Health plus Michigan State, that's as the power band as exponentially.
The power of and, which has been the theme of this fabulous conference. And Arne Tellem at the heart of it, creating content, if you will, that's untouchable. Vice Chairman, Piston Sports and Entertainment, God bless you. And I do hope you do it again next year. I know you're trying to get away from it because you have another job or two or three.
Yeah.
But we love what you do.
No, thank you. And I love coming here, and I love participating and helping out. So I'm sure we'll be back.
Arne Tellem here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR as we approach 8:45.